Dreamscape presents Mending Places by Denise Hunter. Narrated by Nancy Peterson. Chapter 1. Hannah Landon maneuvered her 4x4 through Jackson, Wyoming, sighing when the upcoming light turned red. She hated being late. Not only was it rude, but it smacked of irresponsibility, an attribute she did not wish to demonstrate today of all days. Her stomach twisted in knots. What if Keith said no? She suppressed the thought. Failure was not an option. She drummed her bare, blunt-cut nails on the steering wheel, willing the light to change. Suddenly, church bells pealed in the distance, invading her vehicle with their liquid notes. She choked down the bile in her throat. Jamming the radio volume up, she drowned out the bitter reminder of her tardiness with gospel music. Still, revulsion burned like acid in her stomach. She mustn't think about it now. Had to concentrate on her meeting with Keith. A horn blared behind her, and she accelerated through the green light, shoving down the old memory that threatened to surface once again. When she finally reached the bank, she spotted her brother-in-law at his desk and hurried on shaky legs across the highly polished floor.
"Good morning, Keith. Sorry I'm late."
He clasped her extended hand.
"That's okay, Hannah. Have a seat."
He gestured to a vinyl chair opposite his cluttered desk.
"Natalie said you're thinking of refinancing the lodge and taking out an equity loan. Is that right?"
"Yes, that's right."
She placed her folders on the desk, catching one as it slid off the mound. She wondered if Natalie had told Keith the extent of their financial problems. Hannah cleared her throat, hoping to eliminate the quiver in her voice.
"I'd like to initiate an advertising campaign and provide additional services for our guests. Business has been down the last few years, especially with all the improvements on the Majestic."
Keith reached for a folder.
"May I?"
"Of course."
Noting he'd immediately reached for the profit and loss statement, Hannah began her appeal. "Graham and I feel that Higher Grounds isn't living up to its potential. Other lodges in the area might be more upscale, but we think we can capitalize on Higher Grounds' rustic appeal."
His silence urged her on.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?